This call is being recorded.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to send a huge welcome and shout out to everybody on this call. See a lot of familiar faces and some new folks. This is our weekly Super Beings call. Well, we don't do them every single week, but we try to do them pretty regularly. And tonight we were going to do, oh, by the way, I'm Mary, by the way. We were going to do a different call, and it was centered around a kind of new energy that we have become aware of, that we really want to explore more of this energy and just find out more about it before we introduce everyone to it. But it's pretty awesome, pretty huge, pretty big, and we'll get into that by and by. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay,
loud and clear.
Thank you. Awesome. So tonight, two of our members who are just awesome people, awesome healers and seers in their own right, are going to be hopefully, I think, talking about the Lion's Gate. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Awesome.
From what I understand, we're going to do a little bit of information, Q&A, and then a process to help us connect to the energies, but we're all also going to be grounding the energies.
Fabulous. That's wonderful. I was trying to get some information about Lionsgate last night, but I didn't really feel like I got any clarity on the video that I was watching. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Michelle and Cesar, aka Nexus, and they're going to be leading us through the guided meditation and the grounding and all of that beautiful, juicy, fun stuff. So I will. I'd love to hand over the control of the call to you guys. Take it away.
Okay.
Am I audible?
Oh, you're
you are
audible. Good. I felt when you came in, by the way.
Well, you better have.
All right. So, Lionsgate. Caesar and I. Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. So Lionsgate occurs every year. The portal this year is open as of August 3rd, yesterday, through August 13th. That is what's known as the Stargate portal. The energy actually peaks on the 8th, which is Saturday. That is when, and there's a little blurb that I wrote about this on the Super Being site. Saturday at early in the morning, and this is for the northern hemisphere. It's different for the southern hemisphere. So if you're in the southern hemisphere,
might have lost her.
I keep getting muted.
I'm sorry, sweetie. That was my fault. I was trying
That's
to locate
okay.
the source of some noise.
Is it me?
She's like, she's like all that noise.
I'm not sure where.
No,
it's
you
coming.
Sound. I don't hear it, but.
I think you're good. I'm sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Southern
okay.
hemisphere.
Slows me down, which is good. So in the southern hemisphere, I believe this happens at the other time of year in the summer there, because it's the other side of the world. But even if you are in the southern hemisphere, you can still connect to the energies here. So what happens during Lionsgate is the star Sirius, which there's actually three. It's a three-star group, Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C. I believe that the beings that I am working with are from Sirius A, at this point. I've also connected with all three energetics, but we're not going to get too much into that tonight because it's complicated. But the star Sirius aligns with our sun and the grand central or like galactic universal sun. I guess you could call that source. And also the pyramids of Giza in Egypt. This celestial event marks the galactic or spiritual new year. This time of year, this event has been celebrated from the beginning of advanced civilizations. The ancient Egyptians really, really connected and utilized this energy. Okay, let me think. So what happens during this time is an intense, like, immensely powerful influx of high, high, high frequency energies. And as I'm saying this, eyes wide open, I'm seeing orbs, golden orbs come in left and right. So this is letting me know that we're connected. The guides are coming in. So this is probably my fourth year consciously working with the Lionsgate energy and the Stargate. There are actually Sirian lion guardians that, you know, it's wise. You can receive the energies. Everyone receives these energies. They come into the earth through the pyramids. They come in from the starlight, the sun, everywhere. But if you connect to the Sirian lion guardians and are granted access to get up into the Stargate, it's actually a portal to take you into the higher energetics, higher wisdom, higher knowledge, higher timelines. I mean, there is so much power and magic here. And, you know, exactly how you're going to connect with it is a little different depending on where you are individually on your journey. In the past, for me, it's been super, super high vibration, super connected, tons of messages, tons of, you know, ascension events and experiences, lots of connection with off-world beings. This year for me has been all of that, but I had the inspiration to actually lead a group, and Caesar and I we're here tonight, but we're also doing something on the actual date, the 8th. And I was shown by the Lion Guardians that I would have to run a gauntlet, literally. I had a vision where I was in a pyramid, and it was some kind of temple. It was almost like Indiana Jones, to be honest. And I had to run through these, like, swinging stones and jump on these certain things and work this puzzle. And eventually, I don't even know how my awareness led me through that, to be honest, because human Michelle is not athletic and could not do anything like that. But at the end, I was dipped into the cosmic pool and granted permission to lead all of you up into the Stargate and to ground the energies and utilize them in certain ways to help shift and uplift the energetics of the planet. I believe that all of this comes at a time when we've all recently connected to the new multidimensional planetary consciousness that we refer to as Entheia. And I believe with this new planetary being, the energetics that are coming through are much different and much higher. There are not as many, let's call them, I don't know what the, you know, light workers is a popular term. There are not as many people that are able to ground and anchor these frequencies as there have been in years past. So that's why we're on the super beings call doing it, because we're all capable. we have the etheric DNA, we have the I want to say celestial, extraterrestrial, star genetics to be able to ground these energies into the new consciousness.
Awesome.
So, Caesar, am I leaving anything out?
So the purpose of this, it's like an auspicious time to connect with these higher dimensional or density energies and kind of bring them, like, flow these codes into Earth. Is that kind of what the point of it is?
Exactly.
And normally we wouldn't have access to those otherwise, to those particular maybe star systems without these mathematical pathways kind of opening up?
That's a really good question. I feel like we always have access to these star systems. The Sirian energies work very closely with Earth. They're just super amplified and intensified. And this alignment creates a portal to, like, really, really get in deep. And yes, codes are coming through, not just for the planet, but for us on individual levels, on collective levels. Excuse me. We can be activated. We can be expanded. We receive attunement. And I gotta calm down a little bit. The potential for growth, what some would refer to as ascension or enlightenment, is like to the power of 10,000 right now than it is normally. And we are in such quick, fast-moving, multidimensionally potentiated energetic times almost all the time right now. It's like every month there's a stargate, there's a big alignment. But when we consciously connect and work with these, we amplify all the codes and the energetics.
Michelle, can I interject real quick?
Please do.
Thank you.
The way that I feel that it works with Michelle is he facilitates energy so well. Like me, I can't see things. I just know things. I can't bring in spirit higher entities and communicate with them anywhere close to what she can. And the main reason why I feel, what's that?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm giving you your props right now. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
So what it does when you work with Michelle and when we connect through her, because we're all able to connect, it's just she does it on a higher level, is that she facilitates of energies that allows it to, it's simply easier to get where we need to be through her. And it's such an incredible experience. So I think that's the main reason why we're called to do this. And our work together, me and Michelle, I'm super grounded. So I allow her to bring in higher energetics because it's like she has another tether. So that's kind of, you know, just to put it in a different view, it's like she's facilitating these portals, which some of us don't have active access to. And that's what's going to make these downloads, these upgrades, this expansion so much more powerful. It's almost like you know about something, but maybe you're not on the newsletter and you didn't get the call to or the email to be on the call. But now we've all gotten the email to be on the call, and we're capable of receiving these higher energies at this level. And that's why the super beings is here. So that's why we're here.
Consciously, I think we all have access, active access to it. But it's Like, I'm just here to make you consciously aware of it. If that makes
sense.
And that's not even the amount of praise I should be giving her with how I actually feel. So, yeah.
Oh, you don't get me started on praise either. He is good. He is good. He's incredible. He's so palatable. It's just, he amazes me.
Oh, stop it. I'm blushing and I'm dark skinned.
Yeah, I love how our super being family is like kind of owning their power but in a cool, humble way and kind of sort of just guiding everybody to these higher energetic places that maybe we wouldn't normally venture on our own. So I'm really excited. Let's do it.
The connection, I think, of the group and the power of this group, I've seen it, I've felt it, and like us doing this is going to create ripples and waves across time and space throughout dimensions. Like, we're going to clean some water tonight. We're going to bring in these energetics. Some of them are going to shake things up a little bit, I'm going to be honest, but it's in a way that's necessary. It's super high frequency and all for the greatest good.
Let's go.
The power that we're doing it with. All right. Does anybody have any questions before we get started?
Oh yeah. Questions.
Should we get prepared to lay down or meditate or something like that?
Yeah. Just get comfortable. I feel like
I got that.
There might be some people that fall asleep or go out, like where they're not aware, and that's totally fine, totally normal. Get comfortable however you like to meditate, visualize, whatever. I'm sitting in my car right now. That's where I got privacy. So wherever you're comfortable.
I'm going to use a little psionics, but if anybody has any
I would say yes.
Was that good?
If you have any alchemy,
yes,
go ahead and take some. I just took some psionics.
Yeah. If you don't and you want to tune into the energy, you can just say the alchemy energy. You can just say, I accept. And
yeah, I accept. I'm actually out of alchemy right now. So, yeah. Activate. But it's a quantum substance. So if you've taken it before, you can activate it within yourself.
Yeah, you can. That is 100% true. You can. Yeah, it doesn't really respond to the... It's not like linear or time locked.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away. And I just want to let everyone know, too, if you don't have alchemy, that's totally okay. Because, I've only been taking alchemy, a couple of months maybe? And I love it. It has done so much for me. But, we're all on this path. We were on this path before we came to it, and when we don't have it, we're still as powerful, just to let people know that you don't need it to own your full power, although it really helps, but so anyone who doesn't have it, don't worry.
It's interesting too, is a lot of us just came in around the same time. Like right after COVID hit,
mm-hmm.
People started popping up with the alchemy, and from what I'm seeing and noticing, she was asking if anybody had any questions or anything. I guess you could unmute if you have the capability of doing that, or
yeah, unmute if you have questions and ask them.
If not, we'll just go
to
the
you
spot.
Can also put a- You can put a question in the chat and let's see.
Cody, let's see what Cody got going on.
Oh, wow. So Cody created a really cool, beautiful art piece for us.
Wow.
I don't know if anybody can see it.
I'm opening it now.
He used a magi to do it. And,
nice, brother.
I'm gonna.
Is he doing that right now.
He already created it. It's up. You won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
I'll send you an image right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to see if I can copy it and put it on Super Beings if anybody wants to. Not everybody will be like on the computer type call, so they might not be able to see it. So I'll just.
I see it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Cody is an unbelievable artist.
That's amazing. I can feel that through the image. That's unreal.
Yeah, I can feel more than I could possibly say.
I put it in the.
It's a lot.
You know, that's been happening to me a lot lately, is not having words. There are no words in the human language to express a lot of the beauty and the power and the majestic awesomeness that happens with the super beings. Like, it's just mind-blowing in a beautiful way.
Well, I would say that it does encapture a lot of the all that is.
Mm-hmm.
That we bring on into our physical manifestations.
Absolutely.
With these symbols. Yeah, it's
definitely
very much all that is. But I'm wondering if it's all that is through this Stargate, through this Lion's Gate, through this portal, Sirius, etc. Like, not all there ever is, but all there is for this subject that we're working on. That's what I'm curious about.
So, can you simplify that question a little bit?
Well, yeah, I'm laughing. I didn't realize that it was a question.
That's what you said. You're curious. So
yeah, what I'm thinking is that it represents the encompassment of all that is. And he did tag it Lionsgate. So that's what I'm thinking, or a question for conversation, that this is relating to the all that is through Lionsgate, through which you mentioned is in accordance with Sirius right now.
Danny, Cody says, I think it's dead on. This was provide anything needed for the call tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, and I think what I'm about to say is kind of parallel or in alignment to what you're talking about. I feel like the energetics that are coming through are bringing us, they're like snapping us into place within the all that is, like, and showing us that not only that we are a part of, but we do contain the all that is, and definitely uplifting and shifting and transmuting a lot of what's here to expand the all that is, if that makes sense.
It does, and I'm
okay.
When you finish up, I'd like to comment.
I'm finished.
You sure?
Yes.
I'm very grateful that you brought that up, because I want to substantiate what you said, and I want to share something that I'm going to say. My words may fail me, but try and read into what I'm talking about. We all know that there's endless all that is in quantum, in the fields. And we all know we can go into the fields, you know, kind of like whenever we want to. What occurred to me during this pandemic time is that I think that there's a earth quantum. Okay, so guys, there's a theory some of you might have heard, some of you may not have, but to make my point, I need to say it. Hypothetically assuming that Earth is a crystal, that we're encapsulated on Earth through the through the crystal, and that everything exists in the crystal dome that Earth is. That Earth is. If anybody follows that premise or can at least imagine it hypothetically for this moment, what I want to say is that since the pandemic, I became more aware of feeling claustrophobic crystal. Now I can open the cap of it, and a lot of people took pictures of the cap of the crystal dome being open during the pandemic. I don't know if they knew what they were photographing, but there were two circular rainbows, which would be the lid of the crystal dome. What I'm really trying to get to is I believe, and I don't know much about it, although my instincts kind of register in my guts, I believe that there either always was, or they have created another seemingly quantum in the crystal dome, so that when people think they're going into quantum, all times, you know, beyond time, space, reality, that they're actually bumping their heads, they're still in the crystal dome, hence getting limitations and what's that word when you, and miscreations.
Yeah. Do you mean like a false quantum field?
A what?
A false quantum field? Is that what you mean? Like a limited?
Say the second.
I feel like
false quantum.
Yeah, like a false. I feel like if you believe in that, you will connect with that.
Well, I understand your point, but no, I don't believe in it because I'll tell you why. I know better than that my whole life since I was five, because I've been in portals. I think my experience has a lot to do with why the super beings might feel like they're the only ones doing special work. I feel like it's not that I became believing it. It's that I became aware of the construct of it, that the world is
people believing it.
Yes, which probably, don't ask me why, but apparently that's part of my volunteer work.
That's fascinating. It is.
It's yucky, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. So does anyone else have any questions about Lionsgate or the Stargate portal?
Can you go over the ABC again? Because I was wondering if that's what's available or that's what's known and others may come.
Well, from what we know astronomically, and I think as far as our awareness goes spiritually, now I do have to say, when I say this, there are many timelines, there are many realities. They, you know, we are in, as Caesar likes to say, the training wheels are off, and we are in multi-dimensional existence right now. So what my understanding at this point in time, and I do have to interject and say that my only belief is that belief should be fluid, is that Sirius is a three-star system with Sirius A, B, and C. And you can research, there's a lot of really good information online. I can't remember it right now because of the multidimensionality of the space that we're in, but I can look through my history. There's some really cool channelings that and information that has come through each. And I would say that Sirius A, the one that I am working with currently, is the furthest along in the, you know, as far as their shift and their ascension. I don't want to say higher or lower, but they've been through all the upgrades, all the wars, all the lessons, all the collective growth and expansion, and they are coming back now to assist the collective here There are many Syrian beings with on this planet. There are many Syrian beings with on this call here to assist. And these energetics come forward to not only assist the shifting upward ascension process of this human collective on your earth at this time, but all of the multiverse. This we come to set things aright. We come to quicken and bring things into much lighter, brighter, higher, more appropriate harmonics.
Thank you for coming forward.
You are welcome. We appreciate your inquiries.
You back?
I'm back. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How are we doing this?
So I'm going to take everybody to the pyramid. And then from there, when we gather, then we'll see what the energetics are. Do I sound okay?
You sound perfect.
You sound good.
All right.
Absolutely. You have the absolute best voice of probably anyone to do this. Is he not like a movie star or something? I swear.
Stop it. Coming to a theater near you. Stop it. All right. So everybody just get relaxed and settle into your space that you're in, whether you're laying down or sitting in a chair. Hopefully you've already taken your alchemy and that's starting to kick in here. Just take a couple breaths in, slow, deep, hold at the top, and then just release. Breathe in. Hold it, and then just release. Go ahead and close your eyes and feel yourself just sinking in as you breathe and relaxing and pretty much getting into the zone. So once you're in the quantum, when you close your eyes, you automatically take yourself there and kind of forget where you are with your surroundings and open up to the expanse of all that is. And just become aware of yourself in this moment. Become aware of your breathing through your nose and how that feels. And as your stomach expands, or your chest. And as you breathe out, how that feels as the air is coming out. And just become more aware of your presence now and let go of everything else. I want everybody to imagine a tree line in front of you. Pine trees, oak trees, whichever the way you see the trees is fine. You're standing in front of this tree line and it expands as far as your eye can see to the left and to the right. And in the middle, there's an opening, a pathway. you can't really see all the way down the pathway, but the ground is dry dirt. There's some lighting somehow. The trees are lit through there, so it seems as if you can pass through, and you begin to walk through this pathway in the trees, and you notice maybe a butterfly fluttering by, or squirrel in the tree, or you can feel the ground on your feet as you're walking slowly, and you smell the crisp air. It's almost cleansing and refreshing. As you're walking through, you just notice the tree trunks or the leaves on the ground and the pine needles, however you see this. Just walking through the passage in the trees and enjoying your walk slowly through. Feel the air on your skin and just notice how pleasant it is to be walking through this passage in these trees. And as you keep walking a little further, you see an opening at the end of the passage. And there's a brighter light there than inside the passage. And as you keep walking, you get closer and closer. And you come to the opening at the end, and it looks like an expansive circle opening in the trees. And there's a huge crystal pyramid, which has a gold cap on top of it. Mm-hmm. And in front of the doors, well, I would say in front of the opening, the doorway opening of this huge crystal pyramid, there are two dragons standing there, one on each side. And you just feel invited. You feel invited to go towards the pyramid, and you start walking towards the pyramid, not apprehensive of the huge dragon standing in front of the opening. And as you come to the opening of the pyramid, you see that the crystal pyramid is emanating a light that is kind of soothing and healing in a sense. And as you go through the doorway, please greet the dragons as you go through. And as you walk into the doorway, there's a hall. Multicolored. You'll probably see opals throughout here, opal colors, violet colors. And it's probably a 30, 40 foot walk through into the great chamber. So you're just going to walk through this cleansing, freeing pathway, and you may be able to feel certain energies or certain feelings being extracted or pulling away or evaporating and dissolving as you're walking through this hallway. See the different colors on the wall, however you depict it. Keep walking through, getting closer to the end. And then there's an opening to a huge grand chamber. And inside this chamber, there is a crystal tower. I want to say 15, 20 feet or so high, emanating a hue of light that is lighting everything up around you. And the crystal pyramid is just brilliant, sparkling, rainbow type lights. And it's almost unexplainable inside here. And the energetics are creating a space for everyone inside this chamber. And you can see now the others filling in to this room from their opening into the pyramid. And as we all gather in here, I want you to just imagine you taking your spot in the circle around the crystal tower in the middle, as we begin to just bring in the energies for this moment. Michelle, whenever you're ready, if anything comes in, just do your thing.
Thank you so much, Caesar. I can see we're all together in this pyramid, this space. So much love. So many brilliant, beautiful, powerful, majestic beings within this space. Truly, truly. I cannot describe the beauty of this pyramid, the perfection that is here. Now, if you haven't already done so, if you can visualize reaching out your left hand to touch the crystal tower in the center of the circle, doesn't matter how far away from it you are. We are limitless in this space. I call forth the guardians of the Lion's Gate to assist us in connecting with this energy. Two golden lions made of pure light. Formless, yet taking recognizable form. Ascend into the pyramid with us, hovering over us, inviting us, guiding us, leading us in through the Stargate portal. The Lion's Gate energies begin to channel into the crystal tower, whirling, dancing, gritting, coating, filling the crystal with more light than is already there. This generator. Holds a great deal of power. With your left hand on the crystal tower, if you choose to do so, accept these energetics, the energetics of the Lion's Gate, Sirius, the Stargate portal, accept them now into your being. Feel them coming in through your left hand, up through your arm, your shoulder, up into your neck, filling every last inch of space within your head, within your mind. Back down through the neck into the chest, the shoulders, the back, the upper back, your sides, lower back and abdomen, pelvic area, down through your hips, into your legs, into your bones, your knees, your shins and your calves and your ankles, your heels, the tops of your feet, into your toes. Now out the soles of your feet into the planetary consciousness, into the earth. Now allow these energies to flow through you into the earth. Connecting deep, deep down into the crystalline core is no longer an appropriate word, but is the word we will use for the moment. Crystalline core of the planetary body. Now come back up, remaining connected to the center of the planetary body. Breathe back up into your heart center. Now bring up through your throat, to the top of your head, out of your crown. Connect your energies up through the sun, up through the star Sirius, straight through to the grand central sun, also known as Source. Creator of all that is, the one true source of all creation. Breathe that connection back down in through the top of your head and into your heart. Sit with it for a moment, keeping your left hand on the crystal generator. The energies continue to run. Now I ask that you visualize your right hand, palm down to the ground for a moment, to ground these energies as they flow through you, move through you. You are now in the lion's gate. You are in the energetics. You are in the stargate. With your left hand still on the crystal generator, visualize or just intend, if you are not a visual person, your intentions still create, and this still occurs. Trust that it is so. Visualize your hand over your heart center. We will just sit here for a few moments while the energetics fill us, flow through us. Many, many codes of light, Sirian codes come in. The Sirian High Council is with us. Arcturian High Council is with us. The Pleiadian High Council is with us. Many beings from Orion, many, many star systems with names we cannot pronounce are with us, assisting us in grounding, holding space for us as we receive these energies, as we anchor these energies to the earth. Many, many codes and activations come forward. Continue breathing, running the energies. There is one last step to this process. I ask you now to retain your left hand connected to this crystal crystal generator to continue grounding this infinite light but at the same time, I would like each and every person within this pyramid to recall a memory from this life of you were in, around, or visiting a natural body of water. When you were at the ocean, a river, waterfall, a pond, a creek, a swamp, a wetland, a hot spring. A lake covered in ice, a dried lake bed even. Any type of natural water. I ask you now to recollect and recall that experience. And as you do so, as a group, we anchor and ground these energies into the waters of the earth. Clearing them, cleansing them. Upgrading the crystalline structure of the water. Allowing the harmonics, the frequencies, these interdimensional quantum energies to flow through the water into each and every space on the planet. If you cannot envision it, simply intend, bring up the memory within your conscious mind and know that it is done. Trust in your own power and the power of your higher self who work now on levels we could not begin to understand, comprehend, or even imagine. And let's just stay in this space for a few moments before we exit the pyramid and come back into our bodies and our conscious mind. the flow of energy begins to flow. Our time in the pyramid near a close. But this does not mean that we are finished working with these energies, that we are finished grounding with these energies. This is only the introduction, the beginning. These energetics will continue to flow and ground through each one of us as we continue to move through the Lion's Gate. When you're ready, go back, remove your hand from the crystal generator. Say goodbye to the Lion Guardian. Walk back out the entrance the way you came. Bid adieu and farewell to the dragons. Walk back through the tunnel, through the tree line, and back into your body. And it is done.
Yowzer. You know, when you have so much energy flowing through you, it makes you cry.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Is everybody
not really
still
crying,
here?
But yeah. So much energy that your eyes water, and it's
yeah,
you can't
mine are
really
watering
contain
too.
It.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Could you guys hear me through that whole thing?
Yeah.
The whole
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How we doing, guys?
Great.
That was a really high vibe energy.
Right?
Yeah, I'm still coming back.
Definitely.
I need to sit up.
Yeah, I'm still coming back too. But you know what the best part about getting so high is that we are all a match for those frequencies.
Oh, yeah.
We're already that which we just brought through. And we just shared it with the entire freaking planet, even the universe.
The crazy part about when you did the water thing, I was like, the whole world is feeling this right now. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I want to say some aftercare really quickly. I think it would be, if we have time, to hear everyone's experiences, or at least a couple. But aftercare, drink lots of water, get plenty of rest. These are big, giant, magical frequencies. And I saw big activations and upgrades and attunements and lots of stuff coming through that I don't know, clearings, healing. But so much. This is big energy, guys. So energetic hygiene is really important.
I saw those activations also, and I spoke out loud that it was through all times, time-space realities in every direction.
Yes, throughout
right.
all time and space,
very
and this
good.
In all dimensions. Yeah,
no,
very good. That's clever.
You guys, I'm just really excited that the guided parts of the meditation, especially in the chambers and, you know, going past the dragons, it was all things that I could relate to. You know, I already knew how it would appear or how I would perceive it. And when we opened up the gates, even before you said it, I was seeing a lot of familiar faces. Not that I really see faces, but it was all familiar. And so I feel really warm and grateful. And so, you know,
very good.
I'm grateful for it. A lot of species, a lot of beings, other species.
Yeah, many. Like, we, clear. This energy brings many, but we bring many, many, many. Like, with us, each one of us brings.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah. I mean, legions and tribes, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt many essences. Like, I didn't necessarily, like, I didn't have to see with my eyes within this chamber / pyramid every being that was there, but I could feel all of the essences.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
honestly, I couldn't see anything. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Caesar, you were busy grounding all of it.
I seriously was like I was being electrocuted. It was so, oh man.
You were holding.
I was cringing. There was so much energy.
I felt a little verklempt myself, by the way. I just want to echo that I started to feel like incredibly moved.
Like you're being zapped.
Yeah, like just I wanted to like cry, sort of, but like just joyful, like an embrace.
That's all true. I want to say that I can relate to that. When our vessel opens up so large, we allow ourselves to open so large, it does need to excrete something somewhere. So you can laugh if you want to, but the part that I think you guys are all referring to, I didn't have that this time, and I have it in other situations. It was more orgasmic.
Kind of, sort of that.
Hey, it's your trip. Do what you want.
Right?
Yeah. I had some body twitching for sure. I had like hand twitching, feet twitching, you know, face, mouth twitching, you know, kind of thing. And I could definitely feel the energy moving through. And of course, other stuff too. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So interestingly, right now I'm getting a visual of the comet that was just here. I don't know if it's still here, but I'm getting a visual of the comet, Neowise.
That's interesting. I think it's kind of gone, but maybe Neowise was like the involved somehow in the heralding of this.
Yeah, the heralding of the energetics. The time to come.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the other thing too is I know everybody, you know, for those who are kind of visual, and I definitely am, you know, it might look different or have be a different, slightly different experience for everybody. But one of the things that occurred to me, and there was a lot that I saw, but one of the things that stood out was the sense that this pyramid structure, which actually looked opalescent crystalline to me on the outside as I walked in, and there was also light emanating from the bottom, but it was floating, not detectable to the human eye, but the surface over which it was floating was so perfectly cosmically flat, and it was floating only one atom thickness off of the ground, but I had the sense that it was floating and that it was not rooted onto the ground. That's how it felt to me.
Well, just so you know, I personally created that pyramid in the quantum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caesar is so good at imprinting the quantum. I'm trying to learn this man. He's awesome.
I put it there in the clearing. So that's probably, I mean, I didn't even think of it this way, but I placed it there in that clearing. So it may have been hovering or however you saw it. And that's when I guide people through things, I allow a lot of your own experience to come into it, but I placed the energetics, I placed the pyramid, I called in a couple of my dragon family. I hope you greeted them on the way in and out.
Yes.
And
I offered them my crystals, yes. Like, here, guys.
But Nexus, it was floating, I'm literally one atom off of the surface. So nothing that any human being could see from a human eye. It was literally one atom above the surface.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Nice. So Caesar, you realize that physically, what I am looking at right now is the line, the tree line that you described. I am literally, the first thing you said was pine trees. I am sitting next to a row of pine trees. And that's on my left side. In front of me is just an endless line of trees as far as the eye can see. That's what I'm physically staring at right now. Yeah. So don't say you can't see because you are here, buddy.
Very good. Thank you all. I've only experienced that. Well, actually, I can do it at will, just so everybody knows. But I've only experienced that type of energy with another group, and it's the Stargate group, and we created this huge energetic, and I almost can't even imagine how that, you know, I can't even explain how that felt. But this group, and I'm going to tell you right now also that I was a little down before I got into the mode for the the actual guided parse. And for some reason it opened back up and we went through it, and I'm honored that you guys were a part of this, because what just happened and what is going to happen after this is going to set a huge tone. And
yeah,
I know planet-wide states, you know whether or not super beings, you know, we're the ones or that, but I can tell you from my higher knowledge and who I am and who I know I am, that this group is one of the ultimate top tier groups doing work right now. Just know that. So, and I really, really, really would like for more people to come out and come to her so we can do this more often. It's pretty powerful to do all the time, but so we can communicate and get this thing moving and stay connected, because the connection is what creates new realities. We are all flickering inside and outside of these realities from one particle, as Marina would say. And personally, we create on a quantum level, but together, if we consciously do that, we can create worlds. We can create entirely whole new realities.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been trying to do, to get people together, to come out, to communicate, to stay connected. I know we're all busy. I get it. We're all busy. And trust me, I'm super busy.
Especially right now, like the pace is picking up so quickly. The message that I've been getting is it's harvest time, you know. Winter is coming, like get busy, get moving. But with this type of work too, not just the human stuff, but yeah. So we are all
start coming together more often and working on this stuff and bringing down the energies and sharing our experiences. And, you know, maybe that's the human in me that just wants to be involved. But I think that's one of my things is, you know, bringing people together and making sure that we stay connected and stay informed with what's going on with the new energies. And yeah, that's my two cents.
Yep, I'm here.
Mary, how are we doing on time?
I think that we have like a 3-hour limit, and I think it started as early as, usually it'll give us like a little message that's like,
okay,
you have used up your Uber conference limit. and that only kind of happens when people accidentally get in too early and maybe we might possibly go over, but I think we're okay if we wanted to talk a little bit more.
Does anybody else have experiences they want to share or questions? Questions about what these energetics are bringing? I know, Mary, I know you were curious about like the different aspects of society that might be changing.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm always just kind of curious how these auspicious astrological aspects will, what they look like in real time, like kind of what the kinds of patterns, I guess you could say, might be expressing themselves. And a lot of that, I think, is ultimately like somewhat up to our perception and you know, maybe what we're all deciding collectively. But it's always just kind of fascinating to kind of just pay attention and see, you know, what may be happening, and also how we can contribute moving forward. Like, what is, you know, is this kind of a thing where until August 12th, we take a moment and actually go to the water and put the crystal, you know, energy. Do you have any suggestions like that? Like, for kind of maximizing this window?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the peak of the energy is Saturday, August 8th. And hold on. One sec.
Real quick, for anybody that is interested, you can always go back to that pyramid and experience that, or experience whatever you may feel is right at that time. The structure is there, the energetics are there, and it's always there for use. So just honor the dragons when you go in.
Our energies and what we did, that imprint is there. So the more we visit this space, that the pyramid, the water, the more we consciously connect with the lion dragons, with the lion's gate energy. If you can take a few minutes each day in meditation, in visualization, whatever, to open yourself up and ground those energies, the stronger that imprint becomes. Of course, what we just did, super, super potent, incredibly powerful. I don't know how many people are on this call, but the collective energetics, I mean, I'm seeing just shockwaves throughout the collective, throughout the planet, throughout our solar system, throughout even the universe. Because, like, that's how powerful we are. But the more that you imprint that, and the stronger the energetics are going to become within your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, etheric bodies, and the stronger, basically the stronger channel you will become, and, you know, the more you connect to the light, the more light you're going to anchor. So there's that. And yes, the more you visit the water, the stronger the imprint becomes in the water, if that makes sense. So it's just like carving out a pathway. Say you have some virgin woods and you want to create a trail to walk through, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to cut down any plants on your way. You're just going to walk through every day to create a pathway for yourself to make it easy. And over time, that pathway wears down and becomes more open. It is more comfortable. It facilitates more flow of energy. Does that make sense? I'm kind of a little spaced out.
Yeah, it does. Okay. And it's like, it's creating a pathway in our consciousness individually. It's creating a pathway in our collective consciousness. That new nerve network is literally collapsing that brighter future now experience into being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
And this is very, that you mentioned that this is a much brighter and higher timeline that we're bringing in as we do this. We're collapsing old timelines. By bringing down the light, we're pushing out densities, clearing things, cleaning things up, setting things aright within ourselves, within our beings, within the collective, within the planet. So these energies are going to continue working. So this Stargate portal is, I mean, we've kind of been leading up to it since July 26th, but it really, really, the energetics began to flow on the 3rd. They will continue through the 13th, peak on the 8th. Now this cycle kind of sets the tone that will move through the, the winter solstice point, which is actually my birthday. So that's super cool. It's just going to pick up. It's going to pick up between now and then. And we have a few events. We have 11-11. There's some people that talk about 9-9. 11-11 is the big one. And then like 12-12 through 12-21 is another big Stargate. So, and they're progressive energies. They just get, and this is, since I began working with Stargate energies, say like 5 years ago, they just get more and more potent, more powerful, more quickening. They come from higher dimensional spaces. So this is it, you guys. The shift, whatever you want to call it, the great shift, the quickening, the awakening, it's really rooting and grounding in this moment, in these moments, in this 2020 time zone. It's a big freaking year. I'll put it that way. So and you can see it in our collective. It's coming through in ways. I would say that, I don't want to say the powers that be, because we are our own powers that be, but those who in the past, and the paradigms and the belief systems and the structures that had false control over humanity, over the planet, are shifting. They're falling away, they're crumbling. And it's going to be a little chaotic. The planetary consciousness is going to shake things up a bit. It's going to look like chaos. But from where we sit, from where we stand, we're safely tucked away in the eye of the storm. And, we're going to watch as the old world, as the old world crumbles and the new world rises like a phoenix from the ashes. And this is some really big systems, I think, that are going to be hit this year. And it's already happening with the quote-unquote economic crisis. As a result of the quote-unquote pandemic, you can see the monetary shifting. Nobody's working, but people have still been okay. A lot of people. There's a change shortage. Change seems to be going away, like nickels and dimes, coins. The education system, there's been forced changes and shifts in all of those things, and this energy comes in and grounds to take it into the higher spaces to quicken that. It's cosmic lightning. So everything, every aspect, I don't see any aspect of humanity that will be untouched, or our systems and structures. And I'm gonna stop talking. I'm sorry.
Actually, I enjoyed it, the talking a lot, and you went a little further off the water topic, which I very much appreciated.
Yeah. As the waters, though. The waters, by bringing it into the waters, it spreads. It spreads through the rain. It spreads through our drinking water. It spreads through where we swim, where we catch our fish, where we... It's really true that
recycles through every level of life. It never stops recycling, yes, from its original creation. But yeah, when we did the water, I actually went to the great seas where there had been tsunamis and all kinds of stuff going on before the quantum, before I went back to all of that. It looked really, really good. But can I ask you something that's related but off topic to the specific meditation we did? You brought up about the financial world collapsing, the education and everything. I want to know, is there such a thing as money off planet?
Some places, it depends on, for one thing, it depends on what dimension or timeline you're kind of in and where you are. I think there's probably very few that are still dealing with monetary systems the way that we do. As far as the higher or the more, I'll say the more advanced civilizations like Sirius A that I prefer to work with, no, they do not have
Do they
currency,
use,
but some do.
okay, what about the concept of, this is all in my head, well, anyway, what about the concept of using what I'm call money, which is basically currency vibrations in the solar systems? Like I know that I worked on them in the solar flares between Earth and Sun, biospheres. Do they use the currents that I refer to as money currents?
You're talking about solar flares?
Well, no, that was a reference. I'm talking
Okay.
about in ionospheres, in Gaia spheres. Do For me to say money used as currency, as energy to affect cause.
I didn't catch that. Would you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. I don't feel like I know the answer to that. I'm looking, I'm searching, I'm looking for someone to come in and answer that.
Yeah, I don't, that's okay. I don't think they're going to
We,
step forward.
okay. Yeah, no. We do not resonate with money. We do not recognize money in the sense that you speak of. We do not have that type of currency. There are societal,
What?
there are societal roles that we assume, and we work together as a unit to function without the necessity of currency exchange.
Right, no, the question was misunderstood, but I think that nobody's going to come forward on this call to address the subject I brought up. It's not at all about monetary exchange for exchanging service, not about that at all. The comment question was about currencies, frequencies, currencies being used around the Gaia sphere.
Yes, there are many, many, many frequencies. Many frequencies that are used, that are exchanged, that are sent forward, that are.
So, okay. How or where can I discuss and learn more? Okay, you guys, please excuse me, just happy face giggle. I'm confused. Are you Michelle Nexus? Is this Michelle?
This is Michelle, yes.
Okay, the Michelle that next. Okay, yeah, somehow I got twisted on some of the names. Okay. So
Who
just
is this?
Michelle. Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
I would suggest, Tammy, are you in contact or connection with any of your off-planet guides or selves? Like conscious connection?
My sound is not that good when you speak. I think it might be the system. Can you repeat that?
Are you in contact, are you in conscious contact with any of your, like, star family, your off-planet guides, things like that?
Everything's changed a real lot. Okay, tell you what, I worked in all of these fields before. Those portals closed. It had a lot to do with what's on my mind. And so...
Well, also, not just that, there's been a shift for many people as we move into the higher aspects, the higher energetics, higher frequencies of how, of who we connect to and how we connect. So I would suggest feeling your way into that and asking those questions directly.
Beautiful.
Yes, and the answers will come. They may not come through like clairaudiently or through like direct simple speech, but they will come.
You know what, Michelle, they have come and they just came again. It's a specialized field and probably not even for a group
that's very specific questions you have.
Yeah, it's a special, right. Okay, but thank you kindly. Thank you for putting your attention towards my mentioning it. Well, I'm going to say good night, and I thank you all very, very much.
Good night.
And I look forward to when we meet again.
Good night, Tammy. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice being with you all. Beautiful.
Bye. Sweet dreams.
Bye. Thank you. That was super wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone, for... Thank you.
Mary?
Yeah, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, will you have a spot on the Super Beams for us to kind of log or share our experiences with tonight?
Yeah, I'll start a thread right now.
Excellent. Okay.
Would that be like the group call thread or?
Yeah, we could. Actually, there's probably one already started. Yeah. Let me see.
I know we had one, and it's been kind of, we haven't been active. I haven't been active on it for a while, but.
Yeah, we had a thread for the last group gathering.
Or is that thread specifically for the new planetary consciousness, though?
Let me go to the site and see what's what. So it looks like... Well, you've already got one for the Lionsgate 8-08, so we could talk about it.
That, yeah.
Yeah, since it's kind of it's sort of bumped to the top. So if anybody wants to share their experiences, please do. It helps everyone else like kind of process their experience and feel more comfortable kind of sharing stuff that maybe they wouldn't normally share. So they're like, I'm not crazy. I totally had the same experience.
Yeah,
it validates
so
your experience. And it helps open up people's perceiving faculties to do these kinds of, it's like a sensory exploration of our higher senses and how that can manifest in so many different styles. But it's really cool to compare and say, oh, I saw that too. Yeah.
yeah, and put the pieces together and see how everyone's different experiences connect and intertwine. It's beautiful. And I have to say that I am so grateful. I consider it such a high honor to be a part of this group and to have everyone here to share this sort of thing with. It is a rare treasure. It truly is.
Yes, I want to second that. It is it's an incredible group of people, and it's just awesome to get to know everyone.
It is, because like when I see everyone in the pyramid and the beauty of your energetics and the way things work and how big and how beautiful, like the colors and the, all the frequencies and codes and geometries and everything that the energy is moving. It just, it is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Truly, truly.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much. This was an amazing evening, to say the least. So thank you. And for me, I go in and out sometimes, and during the night, I'll get what I didn't consciously get.
So, me too.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, thank you so much.
This whole Lionsgate thing has come through. It's been, Caesar, when did we first talk about this? Like the beginning of July, maybe? Oh, he did?
Yeah, he left about 5 or so minutes ago.
Yeah.
He had to go.
He's probably tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably got to go too. My phone's at 3%.
Thank you, Tammy.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight also.